caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know, I got plenty of that stuff. And today, you know, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick is in Canada. So hello to Lynn and her cousins.
Hello, Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Janet and Gary.
We miss you.
We miss you. Yes, we do. It's not the same when I'm like driving to the show. She's not in the car. We start talking about everything, you know, that kind of stuff. And it definitely won't be the same after the show. But anyway, so today we have the fabulous Tammy Taylor, health coach detective from Ace Your Health, who has been kind enough to co-host today.
Yes, I'm excited. So, I hope I can fill Lynn's shoes.
Oh, my goodness. Or her flip-flops.
Yes.
And we have our good friend, Becky Melchi from Assisting Hands. It's always wonderful to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Linda. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Glad to be here today. So what's going on with those games, those warrior games that are going on for all the disabled guys from Vietnam? Did you see that on the news?
I did.
Yeah,
great photos last night.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing what people are doing. You want me to move that? I don't know. I can't do sign language.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
We're trying to.
I hear you now. Yeah, yes. We're live.
Yes.
We're good. Oh, who is that? They just said, is it live? That's Vaughn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Joyful and grateful. How are you doing today?
All good.
Yeah, he's always watching out for us. That's really important.
Yeah, he's making sure we're live on Facebook right now.
Live on Facebook, live on YouTube. And did you know, Beck, that we're going to be going national?
I love it.
So pretty soon we will be on iHeartRadio and Spotify and iTunes and Spreaker and Stitcher and Mutcher and all those different things. I was talking to my grandson the other day. They were talking about something, and he said, who is it? Stretcher? What is it? Twitcher?
Spreaker, I think.
And he's like, you don't know about that, Grandma. I go, you want to make a bet?
You're going to be all over the place.
He's like, what is it? I go, it's like another platform, like a YouTube platform where you can watch a show. Oh, he goes, well, you do know, Grandma. I said, yeah, I know things. Once in a while, I get some things.
People need to hear your message for the caregivers, Linda. You bring hope and peace to their day.
Thank you. I just want to give them those tips just to make it a little bit easier. I want to see caregivers smiling every day instead of crying every day.
Amen.
You know, because it's hard. We had a great support group this morning at Arden Courts in Largo, and at one point I just sat there and we were all laughing, and I was like, "Yes, this is good." We were all laughing because there were little tears here and there about some different things, and but it was just really good. And some new tips came out there, and one of the girls that was there had gone to see Tipa Snow,
so she
gave some of the tips that Tipa had given in the support group, and said she learned some things from Tipa. I mean, I learned something from Tipa every single time.
I agree.
Yes.
She's amazing. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So before we get into the show, I want to talk about the caregiver contest, because I kind of haven't been talking about it enough lately. I kind of save it to the end of the show. So the caregiver contest, all you need to do is go to connectingcaregiversradio.com. You push on the context button, and it's just a few things to fill out. You're going to put the person's name, you're going to put your email, and you're just going to say some nice things about why you think this person should win the caregiver contest. And the wonderful thing about the caregiver contest is, in the beginning I thought, oh, maybe we should have a panel or something to pick out a winner. Every single one is a winner.
Every single one. Yes.
So we just put all the names in a hat, and we pick out one name. And the person who wins the contest gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare or Assisting Hands with Becky. 8 hours of respite care. And lots of times that's the first time the person has ever had any respite care. And then they get a haircut and a massage and a facial and a dinner and whatever swag people give us. Sometimes there's a Barnes & Noble card, sometimes an Amazon, we don't know. One time there was a Kindle Fire.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool. So whatever things that people give us. So the best part is that every single person that enters the contest, though, wins something. I send something to each and every person that is entered into that contest. I just want to acknowledge them. So just do it. Do it. It's so easy. You know, Becky, when I go networking, what do I say all the time? Just do something nice for a caregiver today.
Absolutely. Yes. Maybe sign somebody up and nominate them.
Yeah.
For the caregiver contest.
Yeah. So where do they have to go again?
ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. It's really easy.
Simple.
I love it.
It's really
do
simple.
That today.
It takes you 5 minutes to do it. And I'm telling you, when the people get nominated, they're like, oh my goodness, somebody nominated me? Because we forget about the caregivers. You know how that goes. And I can remember one time, one of the caregivers came to the station to get her all her prizes, and the person that nominated her was here. And she goes, do I have to do it all in one day? I said, no, we're not trying to stress you. It's supposed to make it easier.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, one other thing I want to, well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. One of the things I want to talk about, I posted a thing on Facebook this week. About people not going to visit people that have Alzheimer's and dementia because they don't know who they are. Because they can't remember this, they can't remember that. And I don't get too attitude-y too often, but I was kind of like, get over it.
Yeah.
Just get over it. And I probably got like 150 comments or likes on that.
I did one this week.
You did.
I went to visit a former client of ours who's now in skilled nursing, and he has dementia. And his daughter's not here in town, and it was Father's Day, and I didn't want him to go without a visit by a daughter.
Special. You're so good.
So, you know, and that's what we do. We play surrogate daughter for families. And so even though he's not a client, I called the daughter. I said, is it okay if I go visit him? She said, absolutely. So I went to see him. He didn't remember me, but as soon as I sat that apple pie in front of him, it was like we connected again. And he kept on saying, very good, very good. He was so excited to have somebody come visit him. We sat and I held his hand for a little bit. And even though he didn't remember who I was, it was okay because somebody who loved him was there.
It was
there.
Somebody. It was kind. It was making a connection.
He knew I was somebody that he knew in the past and that I was good. And it was okay for me to be sitting
right
there with him.
Right.
And it made him smile and be happy.
And then an apple
It'd
pie.
It'd be very good.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Well, see, that's one of the things I want to talk about today too. I want to talk about long distance caregiving.
Yep. It's a challenge.
You know, it's very a challenge. So. And there's some people that are long distance that don't even think they should be doing any caregiving.
Yeah.
So, and you probably deal with this all the time.
We do.
Because people are out of town and they can't take care of their parents, so they call and they hook up with you.
Yeah.
But somebody told me about something this week that I thought was amazing. So she takes her mom to the doctor's. And the sister, who's long distance, wants to know everything that's going on and the medical terms and whatever, and it's always just a big hodgepodge. So now they FaceTime at the doctor's office.
That's a great idea.
Very good idea. So they don't miss out on hearing what's really going on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And not just that, 4 years are better than two. I know when I went to the doctor with my mother the day they told me she had cancer, I didn't hear one word they said after that.
Right.
Not one word. And lots of times it's just a lot of confusing things.
Well, and there may be a question that the sibling that's in Chicago wanted to ask, and when you ask it at 7 o'clock at night, when the appointment was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's too late to ask that question. So right. If you can be there and have your questions ready to go for mom and dad's appointment, that's really helpful too. And I think the doctors appreciate a family that is involved.
Cares.
And cares and wants to know how they can help.
Yeah. And for you out-of-town caregivers, even if you're not the primary caregiver, because sometimes it's the primary caregiver that's out of town.
Yes.
There is no one here. Sometimes there's somebody, you know, at home and then somebody there. You need to come visit. You need to come visit.
So important, Linda.
For the person, your sister, your mom, or whatever, who's caring for the loved one. For your loved one and for you. And for you.
Yeah. There's a level of confidence when you lay eyes on somebody and can see the expression on their face. You can see the look in their eyes. You can hold their hand. And you can really see what's going on with mom. And know that it's more than just the voice you hear on the telephone.
Right.
Because they do... They cover for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Hide a lot.
And
hide
you don't know what's really going on until you get there in the house. And I would recommend staying, try to stay for at least 3 days.
Because they can only fake it so long.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And try to come unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's real important because your mom and dad, and I hear this time and time and time again, I don't want to burden my children, but, you know, and you call up mom, and mom doesn't tell you that her leg is bruised when she fell down the other day, and that dad is on a new med or, you know, whatever kind of thing. And if you say that I'm coming to visit next weekend, they'll spruce up, they'll get some groceries in the house, maybe that they normally didn't have, just to, you know, convince you because they don't want to worry you.
Yep.
Because they don't want to worry you. So I think you need to do that. Another thing I think is really important, this is what I tell long-distance caregivers the other day, all the time, when you are in town visiting, go talk to the neighbors.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the neighbors know everything. And there's always one neighbor that really, really knows everything.
Right.
And this one woman told me that when she came to visit her mom, she did that. And when she went over to the neighbor said, oh, we were so worried 2 weeks ago when the ambulance came and took her to the hospital. She goes, what? She never even knew her mom went to the hospital.
Wow, because the mom probably didn't want to call and worry her.
No, and mom might not want to lose her independence.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can take care of myself. It's not my kid's responsibility. I used to wipe her behind. She doesn't need to be taking care of me.
I'm the mom.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Who are you to tell me?
Yeah. You know how much older I am than you?
Yeah. Exactly. Also, get to know the local mail carrier when you're on that visit.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Go and see the mail carrier, because if you see the mails, he's the one that's going to know, or she, the mail hasn't been picked up for a while, whether it's in a box or a mailbox. I mean, if it goes to the front door, you can't do anything. But most of the times, it's a box on the sidewalk, or it's in a complex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just talk to the mail carrier.
And sometimes for our elderly, that is their only contact with the outside world. If they're not getting out, the mailman is their buddy.
My cousin is a mailman on Long Island for years, and he goes house to house to house. Everybody knows him. He knows their lives. He knows their kids. You know,
he knows their routine.
Yep. Yeah. He gets to see them every single day. I thought he wanted to say something to me. Also know the banker. Know the banker. Go to the bank with mom. Don't tell mom you're going to the bank because you want to see what she's doing. Just take her to the bank when she's got to do whatever she's got to do. Mm-hmm. Or look on her bank statement and get the information and go over to the bank. Because I have seen so many seniors scammed.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're seeing that every day.
The mail comes in and they think that when someone's asking for a contribution, actually it's a bill. Do we have someone on the line, Vaughn?
No.
Oh, okay. I just saw something say I'm here on the
Facebook. Oh, we've got several people that have checked in on Facebook. We've got Elizabeth out there and Dale, Elisa, and let's see, and Norm. You guys are all listening in.
Oh, and Norm's
thank
all the way
you.
From the UK.
Awesome.
We love Norm. We love Norm. Yeah, so get to know the banker, because the banker, especially, that's what I love about my bank, First Home Bank. It's a small bank. They know what's going on. But one time, so what this leads to is one time a woman came to my support group and she said, the bank called me and my mother was $800 overdrawn. And she goes, my mom has the basic bills every month, spends the same amount every month.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What happened?
All from charities. Mm, from the ASPCA, from the whatever, because she thinks it's a bill. She doesn't realize it's not a bill.
Yeah.
Plus, she has dementia, so she doesn't realize she sent them money last week.
Right. She already sent the $10 check 2 weeks ago.
Right. But if you do that every week, $10?
To five charities.
Right.
Add up the math.
It quickly adds up. So that's something you want to look for, too. Besides knowing the banker, if you go, because your parents may have quite a good amount of money and it doesn't really show up. When you go to their house, because they always have a sacred stack of mail. And if you see a whole bunch of those return address labels, and you see a whole bunch of those pads and everything else, it's just a clue. It's something I want you to think about before I could get it. Because for that woman, $800 was a big deal.
Absolutely.
It was really a big
deal. That's her ability to go to the grocery store and buy her prescriptions.
So Vaughn says we have a caller on the line. Welcome.
Hey, Linda, it's Dale Carter.
Dale Carter. Dale Carter. The Dale Carter. Dale Carter is a good friend of mine. Dale, where are you now? In Colorado, right?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado. I was a long-distance caregiver to my mom in Maryland, and she did pass away in September of 2015 after a bout with cancer. But for about 3 years, I was living in Indiana when she was dealing with the cancer in Maryland. And so I was very much the long-distance caregiver. I was the primary caregiver. And I reached out and found a wonderful geriatric care manager.
Yep.
As soon as she got the diagnosis, I immediately knew I was going to need help, and I was going to need somebody there. And fortunately, the geriatric care manager I connected with was just the perfect fit. She had been a wound care nurse. She knew all the oncologists, all the doctors, the resources, the hospice. And she was just, she was like my clone there, and she was wonderful. She was just wonderful in guiding my mother and then sharing with me.
And, you know, it's so a one-on-one relationship with her. It's not like you're calling a doctor's office, you're calling a this. You just have to speak with her.
Absolutely, and she would go with my mother to every appointment, and she could listen objectively and really be an advocate for my mother, which my mother needed because, you know, those oncologists are pushing chemo and all that kind of stuff. And it got to the point where we knew my mom was beyond that. So she was very much an advocate in helping us decide the best course of action for my mom.
That's really important, and doesn't have to. You don't have to use somebody like that just because you're out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just navigating what's going on can be very overwhelming for someone.
And I bet it gave you peace. It gave you some peace of mind.
It did. And she and I, we're like sisters now.
Aww, that's so sweet.
She's just a part of our family, and I'm like, how could we have ever done this without Jill?
Thank you.
Just a wonderful person.
Yeah. I would say if there's people out there looking for a Jill to help them, a great organization is the Aging Life Care Association. It's an organization of geriatric care managers who are professionals who have to meet certain standards. And
that's important, too.
Absolutely.
There are people out there that are calling themselves that, and they're not really qualified.
Right. And this is an organization, Aging Life Care. .org you can go to, and you can find a care manager in your local market that can help you take care of mom or dad.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's very important. I had reached out to our area agency on aging, and then I went to that particular site to make sure that she was registered with it. Yeah.
There you go.
What a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Dale. I need to hook you up to be on the show. Tell our listeners while you're on the line the title of your book.
So I wrote a book after I cared for my mom. I had been in project management, and I used a lot of those principles to help my mom get through crises. So I wrote a book called Transitioning Your Aging Parent, A Five-Step Guide Through Crisis and Change. It's a broad-based framework that can help adult children or spouses guide their aging loved one through any kind of crisis and change. And in fact, here I am in 2019 caring for my husband at end of life with Parkinson's and Lewy body. Mm-hmm. And I'm still using those principles.
Yeah, who knew?
It's amazing.
Well, we'll hook up. I'll get you on the line. I'm so glad that you called, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Okay, and thanks for what you're all doing down there.
Thanks, honey. Have a delicious day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. I met her at Arden Quartz like 9 years ago.
She
was there doing a presentation, and we just became friends, and she wasn't caregiving at the time. But you know that story, once a caregiver, always a caregiver.
Right, yes. And it's building up your support network because you never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah.
So she built that support, got those great experiences when she was doing it with her mom, And now she's at that stage with her husband. She's taking her network, you dust it off, and you bring out those checklists, and you say, okay, guys, let's do this again. We can handle this.
Right. Because you know what? That's what life is about today.
Yes.
It is.
We're living so much longer.
Yes.
So, Tammy, do you have any tips for us today?
I do.
So what's our tip for today?
Well, today we're going to talk about red cabbage.
Ooh, I like
yum.
Red cabbage.
I do, too.
Also known as purple cabbage.
Okay.
And it's a cruciferous vegetable.
Okay.
That's both delicious raw and cooked. 1 cup of red cabbage contains 85% of our daily requirements of vitamin K and 54% of our daily vitamin C. Just 1 cup.
Wow.
Yep. It's rich in vitamin C or B6 and folate. And both of those are essential for many important processes our body has, including
the Germans are so robust.
Yeah. Including energy metabolism and the normal functioning of our nervous system. So the insoluble fiber that's in red cabbage is known to prevent constipation, lower the risk of developing diverticulitis disease, and may help relieve symptoms of some gastrointestinal symptoms.
Very interesting.
Wow.
Yep. And then it's also rich in soluble fiber, too. So that's been shown to increase the number of beneficial bacteria in our gut, which is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And according to a study published on the NCBI government website, red cabbage has significantly it has significant anti-hyperglycemic activity, and it actually can prevent and protect against diabetic neuropathy.
Wow.
Yeah, so the next time you're at the grocery store, reach for the red cabbage.
Yeah, and that's simple, and that's, you know, and it goes with so much stuff. I mean,
it does.
If you can help some of those things there, that's a big deal. You know what?
Yes.
Anything you can help by, I'd rather eat some red cabbage than take another pill.
Yes.
Right, and it's fun to have color on your plate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a great way to add color, and it's healthy.
Yes.
And it's natural.
Correct.
Yum.
Yes.
Well, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal, guys. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me, so don't go away.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
I love this song.
What a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
That's right, caregivers. When somebody asks if they can help you, let them help you. Especially if it's a neighbor of your long-distance relative. Get to know the neighbors. Like I said, the bank. Get education on what your loved one's disease is. Know, be in contact with their doctors. Like I said earlier, I don't know if I said it off the air or on the air, that someone's been going to the doctors and bringing their phone with them and actually Skyping with the long-distance relative.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Be in touch with a home health care company. You can't do everything. There are ways people can get Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
What's the other new food plan thing that delivers to the house?
Mom's Meals.
Mom's Meals?
Yeah.
So there's many different things like that you can do. You can have someone come in from a home health care company and bathe your mom a couple of days a week. Yeah. Maybe take her to the doctors.
Make some meals to have in the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're going to lead into something else here, which I think is very, very important, is plan for emergencies. Because you're not going to be there.
Right.
And we here in Florida, what is this called, the hurricane state, I think?
It yes. is. We stick right out there on the Atlantic coast in the Gulf of Mexico. We're yeah. just hanging out there.
Yeah.
Ready to catch them yeah. when they swing on by.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important because mom and dad don't want to leave their house.
No.
They don't want to leave their house.
And particularly if they have a pet, they are not going to leave.
No.
And so we got to, the biggest thing I tell people is you got to have a plan.
And there are shelters right here that take pets.
They do. They do.
But if people don't know about it, so they don't realize that there's a shelter that will take their pets, so they're going to stay home instead of taking care of themselves.
Yes. Yes. And even the special needs shelters now, they have Pinellas Humane Services is out there with their vehicles, and they receive the pets right there. You don't have to go anywhere else. If you're registered in a special needs shelter, if you're on oxygen or have electrical needs in the case of an emergency, you need to be registered with a Pinellas County emergency shelter, and they will have the Humane Society there outside to be able to receive your pet. But it's important that you're registered in advance, so you got a reservation.
Yeah, and we're back to the whole thing. Prepare, prepare, prepare.
Absolutely.
And that's here in Pinellas County. I'm sure they have this in many other places
all
for whatever
across the state.
Whatever your issues are. If you're not sure, contact your local fire department, police department, county. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, contact your county government. Here in Pinellas County, it's pinellascounty.org/emergency. You're going to see a whole list of resources on their webpage, and they even have an app now.
An app? There's an app for everything, I'm
there
telling
is.
You.
There is. There's an app for that. Yeah, if you go out to Google Play or the App Store, you'll see the Ready Pinellas app. Okay. And I did it the other day. And it's really cool. You go in and you put your information in. You even put your address in.
Uh-huh.
And they'll send me alerts specific to my address. I live out on the beach, so it'll tell me.
It's a little important.
Yeah, it's a little important to know if we got a hurricane coming. But even things like tornadoes, it'll send you an alert. It'll push through onto your cell phone. So my thought, Linda, is if you're a long-distance caregiver and you're sitting in Colorado, and my mom is sitting in St. Petersburg, I'm going to put my mom's address in my phone because I want to know when there's an emergency at my mom's locality.
Yes. And you know how to talk to mom about it because we have different kinds of moms. We have one mom that's going to say, nothing's going on here. It's just a little rain. Everything is fine.
Oh, we're just going to get a little storm tonight.
And then you got the other mom that's the end of the world and the house is falling down, which may not be true also.
Yes. What's that name again? That
the app? Ready Pinellas app.
Okay, great.
Yeah, just search the Ready Pinellas app. And you can go on to pinellascounty.org and see their emergency page. And there's all kind of resources on there. There's the Know Your Zone map so you can know what evacuation zone am I. You can see about pet preparedness. There's also checklists in there. And when you go in and register in the Ready Pinellas app, they actually sent me via email then a whole preparedness guide that was tailored to the fact that I have two kids in the house, and I put in there that I had pets.
That's great.
And they sent me checklists that was appropriate for my kind of family.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
And it took me like 5 minutes. It was five easy minutes to go through and register.
Definitely. I'll put that information on the website, too.
Yeah.
You know, as I'm thinking about this, too, you know, I remember, Becky, when we had the last storm that you had employees that actually took people out of their homes to a hotel.
And we
did. Stayed at a hotel with them.
We did. And we have one of the things we have this year in all of our clients' packets, and we're going through some training. Pinellas County is helping us get our caregivers ready with go bags. So they're giving us checklists on what do you need to have in your bag to go to the shelter? What do you need if you're staying home? What are your supplies you're going to need to have
get ready? How much water do you need?
How much water? How many foods? So they're saying 7 days of water, 7 days of food, have batteries, have a battery backup for your cell phone. Because if you can't plug in your cell phone, you can get the little power bricks now.
Yeah.
You can get the emergency radios. I just got one for my mom. It was
I
like
a crank one.
Yeah, it was $25. Yeah. It has a light on it. It's a crank that can charge your cell phone. Has AM FM radio on it. So if, you know, our cell towers go down, and
yeah,
we need to be able
you know
to...
Lynn bought that for me.
Yeah. And it's cute. It's bright red and it's got a little handle on it. And I tell you what, I need to get one for myself too.
Yeah,
not
you do.
Just
you
mom.
Need to, you need to have them.
Yeah.
You need to have them. And so, but I'm thinking also too now, which maybe a long distance caregiver might think about getting in touch with you, Becky, because
yes.
What if you're just worried about mom would be afraid to be in a storm by herself? She's okay to stay home. And she doesn't really want to go, but when a storm is coming, wouldn't it be nice if she had a caregiver there with her?
Yeah, and we do have caregivers that are willing to stay in place with their client. And if it's somebody new, I know last time, right before Irma hit, we got a call from a family that they had somebody that normally was staying with mom, but they needed to evacuate their own family.
Take care of their own family.
And
yeah.
So they said, we need a caregiver. And so we got a caregiver there to stay with mom. And she rode out the storm with her, and she ended up continuing to provide service after the storm. So it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah, we gained a new client out of it, which was wonderful.
Was
and
nice.
She's still with us today.
But yeah, I think that's sometimes that kind of care we don't think about for our parents.
Yeah. It's the getting ready for the storm, and then what are we going to do to ride out the storm? You got to think about both. And then on the flip side, what do we do after the storm?
Right.
I recently sat with Pinellas County Emergency Management, and we did a tabletop exercise.
Okay.
And we ran through a storm. What would happen if this storm came? And the scenario was a storm coming through in early July. And a lot of it was, what do we do after the storm? How do we go in and check on mom? And how do we find out different resources to make sure, well, let's get her water, let's get her food resupplied.
And what about the tree that fell through mom's roof?
Exactly.
Who takes care of that now? Because do you think mom's up to doing that kind of stuff?
Right.
So are they going to set up some kind of teams that will be able to, or resources where...
You know, a lot of it's just having
because, you know, we have those crooks during storms, too, I hate to say.
Right. And I think that goes back to what we talked about earlier. It's having your trusted team in place in the community, especially if you're a long distance. So having that care manager, having that home health company, knowing your neighbors, having your team in place that can be there and be your eyes and ears and your resource when mom or dad does need some help.
Now, what about after the storm if the electric is out? Is there anything in place for that? Because it gets really hot.
It does. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one of those things that we're going to have to be prepared for, because a lot of people board up their house, and so you can't just flip the windows open.
Right.
So having, again, that network of people that's going to go over, check on mom and dad, get the boards off the house, get the windows open, and...
Getting up's the problem. You don't think about taking it down.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You don't think about taking it. And just be nice to your neighbors. You know, I had the opportunity yesterday, so I went on an honor flight a while ago. And I made friends with my person that I was a guardian for, Jean. I love you, Jean, if you're listening. And I said to her at the end of that day, we're friends for life. And she looked at me like, yeah, sure, but you guys know me. We're friends for life.
Yeah,
right.
So yesterday, she and I went to Tea for Two at William Dean Chocolatiers.
Wonderful.
And it was so lovely, so absolutely lovely. But Jean takes care of her daughter, who's 56 years old.
Wow.
Her daughter has some mental disabilities, and so she's like an 8-year-old. And I said, Jean, she's got everything set up for her daughter, but she has nothing set up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think about a caregiver 88 years old taking care of a child.
But we're seeing it more and more.
Yes. We are seeing it more and more. And we need to... But while I was there waiting for her to get ready, first a neighbor came to the door and said to her daughter, we're going to the supermarket later. If your mother needs anything, just tell her to make a list and just give them to me. And I thought, well, that's very, it made me very happy. And then when we walked out to the elevator, somebody else came over and hugged her and chatted with her, you know, and then somebody else something else. So it was a really nice, she lives in Five Towns.
Oh, great core group there.
With a really nice community of people. And then she tells me about volunteer stuff that she does that keeps her active and everything. And I thought it was just so important to have neighbors that care about you.
It's that village.
Yeah.
You got to use a village.
And in, yes. in Florida, sometimes it's hard because with the heat, people like drive into the garage, shut the door, especially working people.
Right.
And they don't come out. You need to go see your neighbors. You need to know what's going on. It's
yeah,
so important.
More than just a wave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so important. Just go over. And I remember when I first moved here, my husband and I were like, where is all these people? So we just had a barbecue and invited them all over.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they didn't invite us, so we invited them.
Yeah, when the hurricane came about a year and a half ago, was it 2 years? It's almost two
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's almost two now.
Wow. We took our 88-year-old neighbor with us when we evacuated.
That's another good point. If you have those resources, we go and stay with a friend in Seminole who is... she's not older by any stroke of the imagination, but her kids appreciate that we're staying there with her mom.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, being there. So we help her put her boards up, and in exchange for that, she lets us stay.
Yeah, it works for everybody.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I didn't find out until after that storm last time. So when that storm came, I had Lynn. Mm-hmm. I had my husband, his roommate at the time, and a couple of animals I wasn't planning on having, but we all worked it out and everything. But I didn't find out until after the storm. My next door neighbor had everything shut and was in there by herself.
Oh.
She has those storm things. She was in the dark by herself. I thought she went
and
away.
Left.
She just put that stuff down.
Yeah, she had locked down.
I felt so, and she said to me she was scared. I felt terrible. So
yeah.
I myself, just like maybe others, you don't think about it. Check. Just because you see them putting the stuff down doesn't mean they're leaving.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And I felt terrible about that. So here we go again. It's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio, where you can find help and hope.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Always makes me think of my mother-in-law because my mother-in-law loved the Kentucky Derby, and I lived right near Aqueduct Racetrack.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Yes, but really when those horns come, it means it's time to get your pen and paper because today Tammy has good things to tell you, right, Tammy?
I do.
Yes, she does.
Yes. So on July 16th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in St. Petersburg is Melodies for the Mind. Mm-hmm. Join Dr. Kate and Kim Bennett for an old-fashioned songfest. Research showed an increased sense of well-being for the caregiver and an increase in resilience for the caregiver with music. For more information, call 727-492-3050. And on June 25th at 5:30 p.m. at Harbor Chase in Palm Harbor, Dr. Kate, dementia coach, will give a seminar to help answer questions you may have on whether someone is just forgetful or has dementia.
I'm going to that.
Hors d'oeuvres will be provided. Please RSVP to 727-781-8686. And on October 13th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 6 p.m., Better Living for Seniors invites your generous sponsorship for this spectacular event to raise funds that will go back into our community for underserved seniors and disabled adults. For more information, go to blsppinellas.org.
Yeah, we'll have more stuff that's coming on. That's going to be a huge fundraiser to try to bring some stuff into this community that's well needed.
Yeah, yes. BLSPinellas.org is a great site to find out how you can help seniors in the community.
Yeah, and with the Silver Santas coming up too and everything else, yeah.
And lastly, a parent support group for parents or caregivers of children with special needs will be held on the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Connect to Christ on Oakhurst Road in Seminole. Any questions? Call 727-471-6362.
Yeah, all caregivers need support, not just caregivers for seniors. There's caregivers for kids. There's caregivers for all sorts of caregivers out there. There are young children taking care of older people.
Yes.
There's all sorts of stuff going on that's really, really important. So what are you looking at on the map there, Beck?
I was just looking up to give everybody information on our Assisting Hands offices here in Pinellas County and Pasco.
That'd be cool. But, you know, before we do that, I realized I did not say hello to our newest listeners this week.
Oh, we have to do that.
Yes.
So our newest listeners is Lori in Clearwater, Amy in Largo, and Kay in Seminole.
Welcome.
And like I always say, there's always room at the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be on time at noon. You can tune in anytime you want. You can go live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and pretty soon we'll be all over the place.
Yes.
But just take this information, or if not, just go to the podcast later and listen to it when you have the opportunity to listen to it. And if you hear something that you think strikes a chord, tell your neighbor, tell your sister. Sometimes you want to get a point to your sister about something that's going on with mom, and it's kind of hard to say it yourself. And you might say, hey, you might want to listen to this radio show.
Yeah.
Yes. It works that
listen
way
to
sometimes.
What I learned about today.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Or just all my friends on this show, check it out. you know, or something like that.
Yes.
So tell us where the assisting hands are.
So right here in Pinellas and Pasco, we've got two offices. My office serves the southern half of Pinellas County. We're located in Pinellas Park, but you can reach us on the web at assistinghands.com/Pinellas, and our phone number is 727-748-4211. And our Pasco office that supports northern Pinellas and all of Pasco County can be reached also on assistinghands.com/Pasco and at 813-280-4838.
And you have a few other locations in Florida also.
We do. We have about 12 locations across the state of Florida. So just about every market. There's Tampa, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale,
and
Miami.
And you know what the cool thing is? It's just like us here. If somebody contacts you here and we don't service that area, we'll find somebody that services that area or another company that services that
Absolutely.
Area. Because we work together with other home health care companies. We work together with a lot of different companies and entities and different things that are out there just to be a good working team.
Well, and that's our vision at Assisting Hands is to do good with love.
Yes.
We got to love our seniors and take care of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we wouldn't be here today without them.
And that's what they need more than anything.
And we're going to be one someday, too.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
And we're paying it forward. Yes.
You know, and while we're talking about that love, whatever, hold your senior's hand. Mm-hmm. When you go over to Grandma's house or whoever it is and you sit down next to her, hold her hand. Give her a little rub on the arm. I love when I see somebody brushing Mom's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just brush your mom's hair. That can be such an intimate, such a wonderful thing. And sometimes we don't think about it. And sometimes when we go there, conversation can be a little difficult. So you don't have to have conversation with your mouth.
Yeah.
You can just touch somebody. You can just hug somebody. You can just rub somebody.
Yeah. That was one of the greatest things learning from Tipa when she was here in town, that hand over hand hold of how to hold somebody's hand. I highly encourage you, if you're a caregiver out there, go out to Tipa Snow's website and learn the hand over hold.
Well, you know what? Yes. You and I will do a tip for caregivers.
Let's do it.
And we can show our caregivers how to do it, because it's very simple, it's very brilliant, and it's very calming to the person you're caring for and yourself, because nobody wants to get in a confrontation.
Exactly.
Let's do that, and that's what you want to do. And you just want your loved one to feel good, you know. The caregiving experience is more spiritual, I believe, than physical.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much for turning in today, everybody. Lynn will be back next week, making all the trouble she does as usual.
Woo-hoo, safe travels, Lynn.
Safe travels, and like I say, have a lot of fun with Janet. We look forward to spending more time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time. Have a delicious day. And go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. It's important. Have a good one.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, nothing's gone. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark.